God, we hail you and we worship you. Yes, we hail you, Most High. We hail you.
We hail you.
We worship you.
We worship.
We hail you and we worship you. Yes, we hail you, Most High. We hail you.
We hail you.
We worship you.
We worship.
God is good. You are not your brother's keeper. Were you supposed to be your brother's keeper? I'm coming from the perspective of the family settings perspective. If you go through the book of Psalm 127, verse 3, the Bible says that children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Another translation puts it this way. It says, children are a gift from the Lord. God is good. If the Bible is making reference to brother's keeper, it is because of the fact that some years back, when they do census, they usually do not acknowledge the female child. Jacob actually had female children, but they were not emphatically listed. So if I say you're not your brother's keeper, I'm also referring to the fact that you may not necessarily be your sister's keeper. If the Lord gives a child as a gift to the parents, it is the duty of the parent to raise the child in the way the child should go. You know, that statement is not limited to the statement in itself. It means to train up the child completely in every area, to fortify and prepare the child in the way the child is meant to go, so that when he grows up, he will not depart from the path. Hallelujah. You see, parenting goes beyond just two persons coming together in alignment to produce a child. Children are actually a gift from the Lord. But there needs to be a physical role that must be played by two parties to bring that into reality. Now, this is it. A lot of parents, because of the less understanding about the responsibility around the gifting of a child, they end up just doing as much as they know, probably based on what was given to them, transferred to them as a standard. Listen, a lot of families are built around dysfunctionality. 80% to 90% of homes, family background, of how a lot of people are raised, is around dysfunctionality. Simply because of the fact that somebody was not taking up the responsibility enough to educate people on what a family should look like. And the kind of family's background we have is the reason behind the society we see today. The society we point at, this is bad, this is good, this is not right, is falling back to us. Because everything falls back to family, how we were raised. A lot of parents in some rural communities, in some average communities, see their children as their retirement benefit. How do I mean? They send their children to school to grow up to take care of them when they are old. So they train these children to a point because of the fact that they are average in a lot of things they do. They make some of their children become assistant parents to them according to some responsibilities they should be handling to their assistant parents, thereby causing a limitation. The moment you give a child the responsibility you should be carrying out as a parent, you have stunted, you have limited that child's growth. Because when you start making a child become responsible for some things you are still supposed to be carrying out as a parent, you have created a neural pathway in the mind of that child that will drag the attention of that child towards his own growth and development to becoming responsible, which would not allow that child to fully form and actualize his potentials. For example, two parents who have, let's say, four kids. They have the first that is 10 years. The second is about 8 years. The third is about 6 years. While the fourth is about 4 years old. Both of them decided to work from 9 to 5. They took a 9 to 5 job. And the only time they were available was when they had the maternity leave to actually give birth and breastfeed and take care of the child for 3, 2, 6, 4, 5 months, depending on the duration of the maternity leave that was given. And as soon as they are done, because both of them have decided to be working, children are taken to daycare. And the children are not able to form the right bond with the parents. To have a child is a responsibility and not your retirement plan. You are supposed to work hard enough to become financially independent to be able to leave inheritance for them in the first place and not the other way around. As at 130, Abraham could still marry another wife because he was blessed in all things. He didn't say, because I'm getting to 70, it's my children that will take care of me. Abraham was able to marry at the age of 130 and had another 6 children because he was capable financially. But in this part of the world, once a person is 65, 70, they begin to see all the children they've had as people that will be able to take care of them. In fact, it is a norm. You didn't have your children for them to start taking care of you during the old age. That was not the purpose. The purpose of having them is to help them to discover their purpose and raise them in the way of their purpose. Then let it be optional if they take care of you or not. But work hard enough so that whatsoever you are able to earn is able to take care of you in your own old age. Being a mother in particular is a serious responsibility. Are we together? But the modern day mothers we have, they are ready to drag the mirror. They are ready to drag the social media space likes and follow, and the business space with every other person, neglecting the responsibility that comes with raising a child. Being a parent has a lot to do with sacrifice. There should be a consonant agreement between you and your other partner. Most times, the head of the home may make provisions, morally, financially, and everything. But the way the whole thing is going now, when you listen to some talk shows or some podcasts, you keep hearing that the woman, what is she bringing to the table? She is meant to be receiving through submission from the head, which is the man. Then, if he's able to do any kind of business, the business should be able to make them have room to raise the children to the point of being independent. Your child that is 9 years, 10 years, is not the brother's keeper to the ones that are 8, 6, and 4. Now, when God Almighty asked Cain after Abel had died, where is your brother? He asked God, am I my brother's keeper? Because there is something they knew then. Cain was talking to God based on what was already established. Am I my brother's keeper? He's not saying it out of hate. He was not meant to be his brother's keeper in the first place. He's not supposed to take responsibility for his brother's behavior. It was their parents' duty to raise the other children, for them to build character, and for them to be independent enough. Stop making your firstborn children assistant parents to you. Now, if it happens that both parents die under unforeseen circumstance, you are meant to register the children in an orphanage home or take them to a guardian that can take care of them, not leaving the children to start going to the streets and start looking for how to raise money to raise their younger siblings, especially when they are underaged. You were not having children out of excitement because of the fact that your mates are having children. Having children is a lot of responsibility. You signed up for responsibility. And you signed up because you told yourself that you are going to be responsible. Some of the things we call breadwinner today in Africa is not breadwinner. It's blackmail. Our parents, they keep giving us preferential treatment because we are taking up their own responsibility. Whereas, Bible says that the 12 sons of Jacob were blessed. A lot of our parents, they give their children they don't understand. And the few ones they understand, they invest in them and expect the other one to take up their responsibility. What you do not understand, you want your own child to understand that child. You see some children grow up having anger issues. They don't even know why they are having anger issues. Because you carry a load that does not belong to that child on that child too soon. And that child, when it's supposed to still be developing, the child will stop developing and start surviving. Tony boy, I'm not my brother's keeper. The statement Cain made when God asked him of Abel is valid. What he did was not valid, but that statement is valid. Stop breeding children to do your work when you're absent. If you're not there to take care of them, take them to your neighbor and let them take care of them for you. Guardian. That's the reason why it takes a society to raise a child. Stop training your firstborn children to be assistant father or mother to you in order to take care of their young ones. When some of the assistant parents are supposed to be growing, they are busy being trained because they were not wired enough to take care of their responsibility. Now, what made you have the capacity to give birth to a child? God Almighty has given you the ability, the grace to be able to administer and not to divert the responsibility to somebody else. It was the duty of our parent to raise us the way we should, studying our personality types, studying our purposes, and not neglect their responsibilities. Every child has the potential of being great. Hallelujah. We need to wake up to our responsibilities. Stop training your firstborn child to be assistant to you. While I have a child, when you are not willing, when you are not ready to cater for them, is a charge to everybody that will come across this message anywhere. If you are to have a child, you have to work extra hard to meet up with your responsibilities, creating the required time that is needed to understand their personality types and to know what works for them and not to compare them. A lot of parents lay the foundation stone of destruction to some of their children ignorantly by trying to divert responsibilities to them. The statement made by Cain, "I'm not my brother's keeper," is valid. It is the duty of the parents to be the keeper of their children, to oversee the children to a point of independence, even down to their relationship with God. It is only God that is the covenant keeper. God is a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of need. It's one of the duty of the parent to make every child understand that God is the father of all and is the covenant keeper. He is ever-present help in time of need. He is refuge and strength. He is a rock of defense. And not the siblings. Hallelujah. Take this scenario as an example. There's a child of 13 and 10 years. The 10-year-old child was bullied. And he comes home to report to the mom or dad that somebody bullied me. They will now face the 13-year-old child. Where were you when they were bullying your brother? So you cannot defend your own brother. Whereas it is the duty of the parent to seek out the bullying child and to call the parents to order. "Please, your child is bullying my child." Okay, they will call that child to order. But they will tell that 13-year-old child that, "Oh, since the other one was bullied by a child of 12 years old, that one of 13 years is supposed to be able to fight back." Hallelujah. Listen, that child that was raised to be the assistant parent, they will praise that child out of proportion, that the child will keep expressing praises everywhere they go. Because the person has seen it as a norm to be praised by others, by the parents. They have laid a wrong foundation. The child will start seeking for praises everywhere. They will start pouring themselves into everybody they see, giving their last penny. Because there is an insatiable channel that has been opened for praises. Watch your children and don't put them into trouble. You put them into trouble by praising them out of proportion for doing your responsibility. And it will make them to become extremely charitable and leaving themselves behind. Proverbs 22 verse 6. I read. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." May God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts. And you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.